Good evening. I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. The Spanish flag ship Open Arms arrived in Gaza on Friday with 200 tons of food for Palestinians facing starvation. Organized by celebrity chef Jose Andres and the Spanish search and rescue group Open Arms, the journey began earlier this week in Cyprus.
This barge is about a 200-ton barge, which we're loading up right now with all kinds of different food aid. Once this gets there, it'll be offloaded by a crane. It'll be put on trucks, and we'll be taking that into northern Gaza to really help the people that need it right now.
It's the first trial of the sea corridor to war-ravaged Gaza since 2005. The United States has promised to send 1,000 troops to build a dock to receive aid, but construction might take weeks. In the meantime, workers from World Central Kitchen, a food aid organization founded by Andres, have been using rubble from bombed-out Gaza buildings to construct an emergency jetty south of Gaza City. The ship represents a drop in the bucket for war-torn Gazans facing starvation. At least 27 children have died of malnutrition, but the number of dead could quickly grow without prompt action. The sound of gunfire could be heard in the distance as plumes of smoke rose from Israel's bombing of the Gaza Strip. Gaza needs at least 500 truckloads of food per day, but hundreds of trucks have been held up at border crossings with Israel by military inspections and protests by right-wing Israelis. Botched U.S. airdrops of food killed several Palestinians when their parachutes failed to open. Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar met with President Joe Biden on Friday. Varadkar used the occasion to plead for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza.
My view that we need to have a ceasefire as soon as possible to get food and medicine in, to get hostages out. And we need to talk about how we can make that happen and move towards a two-state solution.
The Irish Prime Minister has repeatedly called for an immediate ceasefire, citing Ireland's own history with imperialism and occupation. President Biden is promoting a more conservative plan for a six-week temporary truce. The fallout from Wednesday's call by Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer for new elections in Israel sparked pushback from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Israel is not a colony of America, whose leaders serve at the pleasure of the party in power in Washington.
Schumer had said if elections aren't held in Israel, the United States could take action to change Israel's government. In Washington today, President Biden endorsed Senator Schumer's speech.
Senator Schumer contacted my staff, my senior staff. He's going to make that speech, and I'm not going to elaborate on a speech. He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him but by many Americans.
And in local news, a shooting at Brooklyn's Hoyt Schermerhorn subway station left a 36-year-old man in critical condition. The incident started with an altercation between two men, escalating to knives before one of the men pulled a gun.
That gun, we believe, was removed from the 36-year-old by the 32-year-old. And the 32-year-old fired multiple shots, striking the 36-year-old. As this was occurring, the train pulled into the Hoyt Schermerhorn station, which is right behind me. There were multiple police officers in this station.
Subway passengers posted video showing passengers on the floor.
Where's the NYPD? Oh my God! Close the door! Close the door!
A police post is located in the station not far from the shooting. In recent days, Governor Kathy Hochul has sent National Guard troops into the subways after several high-profile incidents. Meanwhile, Governor Kathy Hochul, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, NYPD Commissioner Edward Caban, and MTA CEO Jana Lieber announced Tuesday a multi-agency task force to deter drivers trying to skirt tolls and traffic violations with fake license plates. On Monday, the task force was stationed at three river crossings that enter Manhattan and impounded 73 cars, issued 282 summonses, and arrested eight individuals. The mayor called their vehicles ghost cars.
This is how you combat the ongoing issue of ghost cars and fraudulent, defaced, or non-existent license plates. And it doesn't matter the vehicle. You saw yellow cabs there, Range Rovers there. You saw old and new vehicles there. You saw high-end luxury vehicles there. There's a body of people who have made up their minds that they think that they can skate the law, and it's not going to happen.
A report released last month by the comptroller said New York City was losing $100 million a year to fake plates. Paul D'Arienzo, New York.